Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
It is worth repeating because Atlanta United barely got into the MLS playoffs.
They squeaked in?
Literally squeaked in. Like, four things had to happen. They had to win a game, and then three other teams had to, like, either lose or tie for them to make it into the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
And in that perfect scenario, they did, right? So they got into this round where it was like a one-game playoff against Montreal. Nobody thought Atlanta United would win. And as a subplot, if you guys are Atlanta United fans, you know the name Joseph Martinez, who's had a pretty good season and fair season since he's left Atlanta United, but he was beloved here in Atlanta. His time was just up. He got injured. He wasn't playing as well, and it was just a business decision to let him go. Every time he plays Atlanta United now, he ends up scoring goals and crushing. He scores two last night for Montreal. Two. Atlanta scores two, and then they win. Atlanta wins in penalty kicks last night.
Wow.
Yeah, so they have advanced in the playoffs against Miami and Messi, the Miami Messies. Lionel Messies. And they will be playing in Atlanta, I believe, on November 2nd. So I will say this, and these guys are great partners of ours too, but even if we weren't partnering with them, I would tell you this. If you haven't gone to an Atlanta United game, playoffs are just different. They're always great, but playoffs are the energy level. I don't even know how they're going to keep the roof on this place. If you haven't gone to a game, go on November 2nd, because that will be the second of three games they're playing against Miami.
Good thing it's retractable.
The roof.
I'm sorry, but that S was funny.
All right, speaking of Atlanta sports, Mo has got himself a values question here, and I can't even believe we're about to date it.
Quite the dilemma here, and a lot is on the line. My friendship is on the line, my relationship is on the line, and a time with my beloved Dallas Cowboys is on the line. So I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan. I try to make at least two games a year, and this year is one of those years where the Cowboys will play the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. So when that happens, I'm double excited because I don't have to travel. They're right here. They're at home. So the last 2 years, my lady, myself, and one of my best friends have joined, they've like joined me in my fandom of the Cowboys, and we go to a game together every year, at least one, the three of us. My dude may bring someone, and it's a time. That's the thing. So at the beginning of the year, soon as the schedule came out and we saw that the Cowboys were playing the Falcons in Atlanta, we all got together and was like, we're going, right? This is too easy. So
yeah.
We're like, that's the game. We're there. We're in there. So I'm like, yes, let's do it. So we just before, I mean, like 2 days before we were all in line to buy our tickets together to go, I got an email, got a random email from a company saying, hey, Mo, we love what you do, and we would like for you to come watch the game with us. We have a suite. We're inviting you. And I was like, oh, this sounds lit. So in my mind, I'm like, well, normally when you get these types of invitations, you'll at least get a plus one. So my thought was, who's not going? That's an easy one. My lady's going. My dude's going to have to forgive me. But they're not giving me a plus one. They said that it's not enough room. It's a little too private. They can only invite me.
It's too private.
It's a little too private. So I go back to my lady and my guy, and I'm like, we got a little bit of a dilemma here. And I don't know exactly what I should do, but I got invited to go to the Cowboys game. The problem is, it's not a plus one. It's just me. And for some reason, I thought that they were going to be excited for me. I thought it was going to be met with, oh, yeah, we get it.
Both of them. Equally disappointed.
At the same time, both looked at each other as if to say, like, is he really doing this? And then looked back at me for more answers. And there weren't any more answers. That was it. Like, I'm having to choose between this. And so now the moral question is, would I be wrong to go? Because technically.
look at him defending himself before we can even get a word in.
Because technically, I'm the only real Dallas Cowboys fan here. Uh-huh. They're supporting me, and I do appreciate the support.
Are they Falcons fans?
No.
Okay.
So they're just supporting me as you know, this is my thing. And yeah, we have fun together, but would I be wrong to change the plans here and just kind of catch them later?
Catch you later.
I'll send some pictures, you know, some videos, some things.
I'm going to take a somewhat surprising stance because typically I like to side with women because men typically don't take my side. But for you, because you're such a big Cowboys fan, I think it's important for your friends and your girlfriend to recognize that sometimes it's just better to be happy for when something good happens for your partner and to not make it about you. You're a big Cowboys fan. This is a big opportunity for you. And sure, it would be fun for you guys to get to experience the game together. But I think there comes a point where you have to step back and realize not everything is about you. And it's important to have like those selfless moments to let you have those things and let you have your thing that I think you should be allowed to go.
I feel like this is a romantic comedy in the makings right now. All right. They give you the okay reluctantly. You go to the game and the two of them hook up and fall in love with each other.
Wow. Right. That escalated.
Hey, man, this is Cowboys luck right there.
We're not having the kind of season where I'm willing to sacrifice my relationship to my friend.
I'm in the same boat as Abby.
Hey.
Really?
I got your back on this.
What?
Yeah, if my husband, like, if it was a team, like, if it was Kentucky, we were both equally into it, and he's ditching me, yeah, that's not going to fly. But if it's something that he's really into, and I was just going to support him, mm-hmm. granted, I'm in a different stage of my relationship. I got, like, 18 years on you. So the idea that I get to stay home by myself. Go, baby! You go in that suite, you have some fun, you bring me home some sweet treats, and it'll be all good.
Yeah, I'm going to make this a clean sweep here. Yeah. Because it's so important. And you've been rooting for them for how long?
My entire life, as long as I can remember.
And when's the last time they went to a Super Bowl?
Why is that important?
Because what I'm establishing here is that you have loved them through the good years, the bad years. This is a relationship also, right? So knowing that and how passionate you are, both of them should step aside.
This is a 30 plus year relationship with the Dallas Cowboys that and they have not won in that 30 plus. I think I should be given some grace.
Absolutely.
Okay. I appreciate y'all. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think my lady's going to go for it, but I do appreciate the support in the studio. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we didn't get to this on Monday where we call it Monday Mantras. And then we didn't get to a Tuesday where we're going to name it like TED Talks Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So here we are on Wednesday.
And now it's Wisdom Wednesday.
Wisdom Wednesday. All right. So I've told you guys before that, you know what? I think the greatest motivation for me is death, is knowing that this is not going to last forever. And it makes you look at your life like, I got to get it done now because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I love Les Brown, this motivational speaker, I think is based out of Atlanta here. Woo, this one hit me hard.
But imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed. And standing around your bed, the ghost of the ideas, the dreams, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never acted on those ideas, you never pursued that dream, you never used those talents, we never saw your leadership, you never used your voice, you never wrote that book. And there they are standing around your bed, looking at you with large angry eyes, saying, we came to you. And only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever.
Damn.
And the question is, if you die today, what ideas, what dreams, what abilities, what talents, what gifts will die with you?
Les Brown, don't mess around.
Ooh,
okay. No pressure. Jeez.
Strong, right?
Les Brown is incredible. I could listen to him talk for hours.
Yes, and I think this goes to the same lesson of, like, people are so scared to fail that they don't even try. And when you're on your deathbed, what does it matter? Like, you should have tried.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I remember someone telling me the same exact thing when I was worried about failure and what people thought. And he was like, you do realize you're going to die, right? Mm-hmm. And when you do, none of it is going to matter. Live your life with no regrets.
I'm going to have there around me all the times I should have taken a nap.
Well, you got plenty of time.
Because sometimes
when all those ghosts are around you, that's your time to get your nap.
I'm just here to remind you, it's also okay to rest, okay?
The Burt Show.